Irish bishops say they are ashamed, humbled, and repentant about widespread abuse of children at religious-run schools after victims marched silently to the Irish Parliament yesterday to demand justice. Imra McCarthy reports.
Pope Benedict XVI has urged the bishops of Ireland and all the church to help bring healing to the survivors of clerical abuse by establishing the truth of what happened and why, ensuring that justice is done for all, and by seeing that measures put in place to prevent abuse from happening again are fully applied. That was the message that Cardinal Sean Brady, Primate of All Ireland, brought to the summer general meeting of the Irish bishops, which concluded Wednesday. Meeting in Maynooth, home to Ireland's major seminary, the failure of church institutions to protect children, to prevent the extensive level of sexual, physical and emotional abuse and neglect, as documented by the Ryan Report published on May 20th last, was the focus of their three-day meeting. In a statement to the press, the bishop said, "The Ryan Report represents the most recent disturbing indictment of a culture that was prevalent in the Catholic Church in Ireland for far too long." They described the crimes committed in the religious state-run institutions as being heinous, made even worse because they were carried out under the guise of the mission of Jesus Christ. "For this," they write, "we ask forgiveness." As the bishops emerged from their meeting in Maynooth, little over 50 kilometres away in Dublin, a crowd of 15,000 marched the streets of the capital, carrying children's shoes and wearing white ribbons in silent solidarity for the thousands of children who suffered in the 216 institutions, the last of which closed in 1979. Marchers included survivors and members of the religious orders named in the report, including Christian Brother Rory Gagan.
I think we have to admit that abuse was committed and acknowledge that and ask forgiveness for the wrong that was done.
Organisers of the march, held to coincide with a parliamentary debate on the report, expressed their anger as they arrived before the Houses of Parliament that the debate had been postponed to allow the government deal with a motion of no confidence called by the opposition. I'm Eimear McCarthy.